As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens. Hey, Kim.
Good morning.
Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Kim, what's how's life going downtown for everybody right now?
Actually, I think things are going pretty well, considering everything that's going on around us. I think we're holding up pretty well.
Business still picking up a little bit, or staying at least steady anyway?
Yes, we had a great fall gathering weeks ago. The merchants, normally this is a weekend thing that they do every year, where it starts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But they decided to do it for the entire week and through the weekend, and I think all of them did extremely well. We brought in a lot of people from outside of Clinton County, and I think that everyone was very pleased that I talked to.
Now, all your events downtown, like Oktoberfest and everything else, at least up to Christmas right now, are canceled, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so your trick or treat on the square is not going to happen as it has in the past.
It is not going to look like it did in the past. I know that we're, you know, trying to come up with some ideas of how we might still be able to do something, but it won't look like it has in the past. No.
So you know, you won't have cars around the square, and you won't have 4,500 to 5,000 people downtown.
No, that is probably one of our most popular events, and we have, like you said, about 4,500 to 5,000 people that are walking around, and it's extremely difficult to try to social distance in that situation. I mean, people are just shoulder to shoulder, usually two or three deep. So, no, we would not be able to do it that way. So, you know, if we can figure out some other way to be able to do. You know, we're talking about costume contests and, you know, maybe submitting them online and doing some online voting and things like that. And maybe a different way for kids to be able to pick up some goodies. But right now it won't look like it has in the past.
I hate to jump this far ahead, but Christmas parade, I take it's a little bit in jeopardy as well.
Again, that is another function that brings out quite a few people. Estimating about 4,000 people. We're constantly weekly talking about these things. So we're trying our best to figure out how we can make this work and, you know, still keep people safe. So yes, I'm not going to tell you that it's completely off of the book at the moment, but, it's not looking good.
Well, I would think that the parade itself wouldn't be too hard to social distance, that type of thing, except for people on floats. But, you know, as far as keeping everybody else apart who are on the street will be a difficult chore.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, we'll continue again. Kim, not sure what happened, but thanks for calling back.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure either.
Yeah, you were gone all at once, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it didn't even sound like anyone hung up.
Didn't hear a click or anything.
Kind of not there. So, Kim,
well,
had a couple final questions. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Kim.
No, I was just, you know, just saying that we're working on this every day. We're meeting very frequently to talk about, especially with Christmas. And, you know, so we'll keep you posted as soon as we have anything definite, which will be soon.
Yeah. So I take it, does this give you some extra time to start preparing for next year, assuming things are back, maybe back, quote, back to normal? Or else what happens if you have to still keep doing what we're doing here?
Well, first of all, it hasn't, you would think I would have more time to plan for next year.
No, you don't.
You know, right now I'm excited to be working with the merchants that are, reinventing themselves kind of. Mm-hmm. And so we have some folks that are trying some different things that they've never done before. So we've got some folks that are doing more e-commerce. We've got folks that are doing some podcasts that they've never done before. And so it's been very exciting to see some of them kind of change their direction on how they're doing business. So So that's what we've been working on. So a lot of learning for all of us. I mean, some of this is brand new to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're learning how to create podcasts and, you know, get those out there and talk about, you know, different things in our community. So it's been a lot of fun. And then, you know, kind of staying on top of our daily things as well. So.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we turn you loose?
Just thank you so much for the opportunity to come on and share on a regular basis what's going on.
Okay.
It's really important to Frankfort Main Street. It's important to our small businesses that we as a community continue to support them. And, you know, we appreciate all that the radio station does to,
right,
to back us up.
Kim, thanks much. Greatly appreciate it. Take care. Stay safe, will you, please?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate that. As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.